Welcome to Legends of the Dark Knight.
Thank you.
Take that, butthole bag.
Go eat your ho-hos, Joker.
Tiny little ho-hos.
This is episode 37 of Legends of the Dark Knight. Yes, 37 in a row.
That's what she said.
Even though it's taken us 2 years longer than we expected to have this show done. This show should have been done in 2012, but stuff came up. This time around, we're not going to make any bones about it. We're going to get straight to the episodes. We have four episodes to finish out. No, we have three. Well, technically four episodes, but we have three episodes of Batman Beyond to finish out. We have Curse of the Cobra Parts 1 and 2. Not Betrayal, Jesus Christ. Countdown and Unmasked. So I think we're going to get straight to the episodes.
Fresh fishy, best in Gotham. Get your fresh fishy.
Excuse me. I'm looking for Kairi Tanaga.
You want halibut? Caught fresh today.
No thanks.
Maybe rock cod. I give you good price.
Look, I don't need fish. Bruce Wayne sent me.
Ah. What you want in back, follow me. Wait to hear. Bruce was right. You've got the moves, kid, but you lack discipline.
First up is Curse of the Cobra, parts 1 and 2. This one depicts the plan of the organization Cobra to splice humans with dinosaur DNA and thereby create a new era. After Terry fails to stop Cobra from stealing the thermal bomb, Bruce sends him to an old friend, Kairi Tanaga, for martial arts training. While there, Terry meets up with Xander, an advanced student in her class. The two get along well enough, and after they leave the class and go to Cheesy Dan's, Xander shows both a violent nature and a deep interest in Max. Things take a turn for the worse when Terry finds out that Xander is really the new leader of Cobra. Xander plans to splice all members of Cobra with dinosaur DNA and increase the temperature of the Earth so only his people will be able to survive. Now Batman must face one of his greatest challenges ever. Ink was a bigger challenge for Terry than this guy.
Been there, done that.
Yeah.
We don't need dino DNA. It sounds like the guy that knighted the wolf.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Pretty much, all over again.
Yeah, pretty much, maybe it's Dinobot spreading his DNA all over the place. I mean, he does have that giant honking sword that spins around.
I don't think we want to know about the Dino DNA spreading.
Just trying to relive some old memories from Beast Unleashed.
I'd prefer you didn't.
I honestly, outside of the fact that I think it's cool that it's Wesley Wyndham Price as the voice of Xander... It's Alexis Denizov as the voice of Xander. And I think it's cool that we see Bruce's old friend Kairi or whatever her name is. I think that's cool. But other than that, this two-parter, it's so standard. I mean, like, could they not pick the biggest cliche in television history? You know, someone who's... I mean, this guy wasn't even born. Well, he was. He was born in a Petri dish. It's like... It would be different if he was trying to live up to, like, parents that are disapproving of him and become the new leader of Cobra, but I don't know. This one just, like I said last time in episode 36, this series should have ended with the call. Thoughts on the Curse of Cobra?
Why?
Yes, why?
That's exactly. Pretty much my point.
So, we are going to move on to the countdown.
911, emergency services.
You have to help right away. There's a problem.
Whoa,
there's trouble,
whoa.
Please. I need
slow
Batman.
Down. You want who? Batman?
Kid, this is an emergency number.
But this is an emergency.
What kind?
Big. Really big. I saw the Royal Flush Gang. Yeah, and they were trashing City Hall along with Ink and Blight and a gazillion Jokers, and then
listen, kid. Filing a false report is against the law.
You don't want to get into trouble, do you?
I'm already in trouble. I need Batman. Come on, you got him in a closet there, don't ya? Twip.
Hey, check out the new girl.
Up next is Countdown. Depicts the return of Zeta to Gotham, hoping to find Eli Selig at a science convention. Zeta and Ro make their way to the city. Zeta is nearly captured by Agent Bennett, only to be rescued by Mad Stan. However, when Mad Stan discovers that Zeta is really an assassin droid, he straps a bomb to Zeta's back and sends him on a suicide course. Now Batman and Ro have to find Zeta and disarm the bomb that only they have until midnight to do it. Dun dun dun. This one episode, simply because it has Mad Stan in it, is 10 times better than Curse of Cobra.
It would have been better if you would have heard the villain go, Cobra!
Yeah.
Just saying.
Mm-hmm. I do like seeing Zeta again here in this series, not so much in his own series, but I do like that. Overall, though, I mean, this is a nice little episode, but it's not one of my favorites. What did you think of this one overall?
Boil them, mash them, stick them in a stew.
I mean, I think Mad Stan has a really awesome villainous plan. I mean, he straps a bomb to Zeta's back, sends him to a place far away from his own domicile, and then takes a knockout liquid potion and is going to sleep for 3.5 days because of the sedative that he drank. I thought that was kind of ingenious on Mad Stan's part to put put all this video message on a disc around the dog's neck. I thought that was kind of cool. But yeah, I mean, it's just kind of... like I said, it was better than Curse of Cobra. For continuity, from Batman's point of view, this is a sequel to Zeta and the third time he's met Bennett after Plague. This episode aired on the same day as the episode Shadows from the Zeta Project. It aired a half hour after Shadows, but takes place before the events of that episode, since in Shadows, Ro and Batman have already met. For trivia, this was the last Batman Beyond episode to be produced. Last appearance of Mad Stan, obviously. Ro's 911 call echoes a theory voiced by Two-Face in Batman the Animated Series, Almost Got Him, that Batman is actually a secret special officer of the GCPD. The Top Hat Joker uses the same kind of electrified knuckles used by Mr. Fix in Rebirth. Zeta and Bennett's appearances match their revamped appearances in the Zeta Project rather than their original appearance on Zeta, the Zeta episode. When Ro is crying wolf to the operator, she mentions the Royal Flush Gang, Ink, and Blight. Let's see, Agent West actually does something right by placing the tracer on the Batmobile. The look Zeta uses after leaving Mad Stan and keeps up until Batman finds him is the same one he used at the end of the episode Zeta after pretending to be destroyed. You've got Kurtwood Smith, a.k.a. Eric's dad from that 70s show, as Agent Bennett. You've got Henry Rollins as Mad Stan. You've got Diedrich Bader as Zeta. Michael Rosenbaum as Agent West. I like Countdown. I thought it was interesting. Again, I have to say, I don't think it was good enough to be... It's better than Curse of Cobra, but it's nowhere near... Like, this was the last episode produced. I mean, Unmasked was the unaired episode. I mean, it never... I don't think it ever aired. We'll get to that here in a minute, but...
I'm pretty sure it did.
I'm sure it did at some point, and we'll get to that here in a second, but... This technically, because this was the last one produced, in the production schedule, this was the final episode of the series, and I don't know. I mean, I'm glad we got Epilogue later in JLU, but...
Well, it's probably because it got screwed.
Yeah, probably. Any thoughts on Countdown, sir?
When's it over?
Ha ha! We're going to get to the final episode of Batman Beyond after
And I don't
this.
Get what the big deal is anyway. If a few more people knew your secret, especially a certain girlfriend, life might be a lot easier for you.
Oh, yeah. Just like with the Diaz kid. Remember how easy that got? Come on, it was all over the net.
The net's a big place, McGinnis.
It happened right after I started being Batman. There was this kid, Miguel Diaz, around the same age as my brother. He was gonzo about that new action toy, Soldier Sam.
It's all over for you, Dr. Darkblood. And just how do you plan to stop me? With this. Ugh. And this.
Shouldn't he be playing?
He is playing. I mean with the other children.
Unmasked is the 52nd episode in series finale of Batman Beyond. It initially aired on December 18th, 2001. Terry tells Max the story of how his secret identity was exposed, putting not just him, but the witness in danger. Dun, dun, dun. So, basically, it's Cobra again. We have Cobra here. And not the bad villains Cobra, the awful villains Cobra, because the bad villains Cobra are from G.I. Joe. These guys just suck. Basically, the little kid witnesses something, and he shouldn't have. Batman tries to save him, but he's scared of Batman, so because, you know, just this one time, because this kid is scared, Terry takes his mask off and shows him who he is, and then it turns into this... I'm surprised... Well, I'm not surprised, but I'm surprised that Ian Peake isn't around anymore, because this would be right up his alley, even though he quite, you know, learned his lesson and faded into the Earth's core, but... Like, seriously, this is something... This entire episode is something that Ian Peake would have done. You know, trying to expose Batman and trying to say, oh, I think they said somewhere in this episode, oh, Batman is my daddy and blah, 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 and everything else. I don't know. This is a very underwhelming series finale.
It's an interesting episode, I'll give it that.
It's an interesting episode, yes, but as a series finale...
It's not a good series finale.
No. Thank God we have Epilogue. But, so, for production notes, according to Terry, the events of the story take place just after he started being Batman. However, the first time he heard of Cobra was in the second season episode Plague. For some trivia, the episode was originally scheduled to air on Kids WB, was pulled because of production problems, according to Bruce Timm, and then ended up premiering on Cartoon Network. The idea of Batman's appearance being frightening to a child he was trying to save was previously used in Batman the Animated Series episode, Be a Clown. Previous episode and second to last in the series, Countdown, premiered on April 7th, 2001, the gap between the final two episodes of Batman Beyond stretched over 8 months. The long premiere delay for Unmasked, coupled with the fact that it was not an official series finale-type episode, is cited by Bruce Timm as a reason for why later DCAU series had a big season finales. It was also why they later produced the Justice League Unlimited episode, Epilogue, which featured major revelation about the entire dynamic of the Batman Beyond world. Though it was technically an episode of JLU, Epilogue is widely considered by fans and creators alike to be the true finale of Batman Beyond. The episode was scheduled to air September 14th, 2001, but due to its terrorism-related content on the September 11th attacks, it was replaced by a re-airing of Hooked Up. Overall, like we said, it's not... I'm glad we have Epilogue, and Epilogue really is the series finale to this series, and we will talk about that next time when we do a commentary on Return of the Joker. Anything else you want to say about Unmasked?
No, I just find it funny that the kid pictured his favorite hero.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of Terry, but it's... Not too bad.
Well, the funny thing is that kid that he eventually has to rescue and whatever else, when we first see him, he's playing with a Superman-like action figure, and the Batman-like action figure is the villain.
Nice. Batman versus Superman.
Yep, pretty much. The Dawn of Justice. All right, we're going to take a quick break, come back with final thoughts in episode order after this.
Hey, I'm Gary.
I'm Mike.
I'm Chuck.
And I'm Justin.
Join the four of us every week on the internet's number one and longest running G.I. Joe podcast, What's on Joe Mind?
It's Joe news, reviews, and interviews like you've never heard them before, delivered right to your MP3 player.
Our guests include Jason Marsden, Kevin Michael Richardson, and Matt Yang King from G.I. Joe Renegades, Larry Hama, Robert Adkins, and John Barber from IDW Publishing, and many more from around the online Joe community.
Yeah, it's guys talking about Joe. Think of it as Joe Talk meets Sports Talk. And we make fun of Chuck.
Right, and we... Hey, again?
Come on, Chuck. We're just kidding, kinda.
Sometimes Chuck makes fun of himself.
Right, and we... Okay, seriously, this is just getting ridiculous now.
It's What's on Joe Mind, every week on the Geekcast Radio Network, InsidePulse.com, Stitcher Smart Radio, and iTunes. Download and listen today.
I suppose I still can't say something about Transformers, can I?
Good.
No.
What about sports?
That sounds
good.
Yeah,
that's all right.
By the power of Grayskull, I command the jaw bridge. Open!
Yes, that's right. We have traveled to Eternia to enter Castle Grayskull. Join Optimus Solo and TF2 and Mike as they find themselves telling Tales of Eternia. We cover all things He-Man in this 45-episode-long podcast. You can find us on iTunes and www.geekassradio.com. By the power of Grayskull, we all have the power.
Hello, geeks. Want a podcast that covers a vast array of topics with no rhyme or reason? Then check out Altered Geek Unlimited, where the topics fly more or less off the cuff. We cover media news, TV, our favorite geek products, and of course, your feedback. So get altered, get geeky with the Altered Geeks every Friday on the Geekcast Radio Network.
All right, rating the final four of Batman Beyond. Curse of the Cobras at the bottom, both parts. Countdown, I thought it was cool seeing Mad Stan one more time, so I'll probably put that at the top, and then Unmasked will be second. So Curse of Cobra, Unmasked, and then Countdown. What about you?
I'm going to put anything with Cobra in it at the bottom. I guess that just leaves Countdown.
Yeah.
I'd put Unmasked probably just below that, but Curse of the Cobra can go at the bottom feeder level.
Yep. So, next time on Legends of the Dark Knight, we will have the return of...
Who? Me? Brave New World. It has such potses in it.
So, here's how episode 38 is going to work, ladies and gentlemen. You are going to get a commentary of Batman Beyond Return of the Joker. Before we do that commentary, we're going to use the intro to give you all of the other information, other trivia bits. We're also going to go over all of the differences between the cut and the uncut version, because the version that aired on Kids WB is completely different than what the version, the uncut version of the film is. So we're going to have that commentary. After we do that commentary, we're going to have a review of the JLU episode Epilogue, since that technically is the series finale for Batman Beyond. And that's going to be episode 38. Episode 39 will be Steve and I giving our top 20 BTAS and Batman Beyond episodes. And then episode 40 is the finale of the show.
It's been a long and lonesome road.
At least this episode, at least this, these shows didn't have giant rhinos farting.
True that, true that.
Yeah. anything you want to say before we close it out?
See you next time, bitches.
Dude, you turned into a monster.
Well, you made me this way.
Oh yes, but think of the fun.